With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Holiday sales were up this year.
According to MasterCard Spending Pulse, holiday sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed 3.8%. Senior advisor to MasterCard, Steve Sadoff, says that's a faster pace than they expected.
This was against a forecast of 3.2% for the season. So they expected that sales were going to be healthy during the season. They came in a bit healthier than that. And the sales were growing both online and in stores.
The measure tracks all kinds of payments, including cash and debit cards. MasterCard says the last 5 days of the season accounted for a tenth of the spending. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Recalled eggs from Costco now classified at the highest risk level for potential salmonella contamination. The Hanson Brook Farms pasture-raised organic 24-count eggs were distributed to 25 Costco locations across Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee starting November 22nd. They have use-by dates of January 5th. They said the eggs were not meant for retailers, but were mistakenly packaged and distributed. Also at SRNnews.com, a sinkhole shuts down a portion of a major New Jersey highway.
A sinkhole that opened up along Interstate 80 in northern New Jersey has forced authorities to close the eastbound lanes of a heavily traveled highway. Crews are evaluating how to repair the sinkhole and how long it will take to repair the large hole along the highway's right shoulder. Motorists were being directed to take a short detour before being able to get back on the interstate, which connects northern New Jersey with Pennsylvania. New Jersey's highway department says the closure comes at a time when traffic is lighter than normal because of the holidays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. The NBA cozies up to China.
The league says it will play a couple of preseason games in Macau next season, and ignoring the concerns of religious freedom advocates who point out that China is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. There's a lot of cash in China, and the NBA wants it. It had been playing games there until 5 years ago when Rockets GM Daryl Morey expressed his support for Hong Kong, and Beijing kicked the league out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A report on campus anti-Semitism by the House of Representatives recommends cutting government funding to universities that boycott Israel. The report details the findings of seven congressional committees and paints a dire picture of anti-Semitism in the U.S. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel last fall, pro-Hamas protesters began harassing and intimidating Jewish students at schools all across the country. Among the most prominent were Harvard, MIT, Columbia, and the University of Pennsylvania. SRN News. The major indexes ended the trading day mixed for stocks the day after the Christmas break. We hear more on the day's events on Wall Street from correspondent Alex Vega.
Stock indexes drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street as some heavyweight tech and communication sector stocks offset gains elsewhere in the market. The S&P 500 fell less than 0.1% Thursday, its first loss after three straight gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 28 points, or 0.1%, and the Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. Tesla, Meta Platforms, Amazon, and Netflix helped pull the market lower. Trading volume was lighter than usual as U.S. markets reopened following the Christmas holiday. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury slipped to 4.58%. This is Alex Vega.
Richard Parsons, the former CEO of Time Warner, has died at the age of 76. He became the CEO in 2002. More details at srnnews.com.